Sounds of Lagos, baby. Get set. Well, the sound of music. Well, that sound. You know, that's a song dedicated to everyone out there listening right now. Perhaps you just lost a job, or you're planning to leave one, and you don't even know what's up for you. That song says, try everything. Said, I won't give up, I won't give in till I reach the end and try again. You know, I'll ask you a question. What do you do when you've given your all, but you know that you're not finished? You go to the next level. That's exactly what you do. I don't know who this message is for. I do not know who we're talking to this morning. That song was Andrea's choice. It has ministered to me. It has ministered to, I want to believe, to many people out there listening. We're already getting messages before the show starts saying that, hey, that's my all-time best. Thank you, Detekes, for playing that song. This is how we choose to start the show this morning, to motivate you, remind you that no matter how many times you fail, there's nothing wrong to make new mistakes every day. Because, hey, life is all about a gamble. Life is all about making those mistakes and not giving up. Because in the midst of all of that, you're learning, you're growing, you're getting better. And that's the attitude you must have. And that's how we choose to kickstart this morning's episode, or should I say this morning's dose of greatness, of laughter, of fun, of excitement, of great programming, right here on What's Up Lagos!
Get set.
Wow. Oh, goodness. It's 9 minutes past 10 o'clock right here. What's up, Lagos, with the Techies. Today is the 27th of April, 2022. It's a Wednesday. What a day to be alive.
It is a day the Lord has made, but also be glad and rejoice in it.
Absolutely. Man, Collins, you're on fire this morning.
Yeah, man, that song took me to another level.
Absolutely. Now, yep. Interestingly, I heard this song in my sleep. And when I woke up, I was asking, did you play this song at any time?
Yeah.
Was anyone playing the song around? Nobody was playing this song.
Nah.
You know, I just heard it from my sleep and I woke up playing this song. And just like you said, it somewhat spoke to you.
Yep.
And I'm sure that there are a lot of people listening to us today trying to make a decision for themselves.
Yep.
That seemingly looks bleak, and then they're afraid of uncertainty. You know,
yep.
they're afraid that, you know what, If I make this decision, what would be my faith?
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure. Am I making the right decision? Sometimes, go ahead, make that decision. If you fail, yeah, there's nothing wrong with you failing.
Yeah.
There's really nothing wrong.
Absolutely nothing
wrong. We make mistakes once in a while, but the good part of it is that we learn from those mistakes. We learn from our failures, right? And,
yep.
and we become better. Sometimes we do not make mistakes. We don't grow.
That's right. Someone said something about mistakes, all right? It is, well, you don't look at mistakes as failure or failures like mistakes, all right? You look at them as...
Opportunities,
that's one. And secondly, you look at them as, you know... ways that you now know ways that it won't work. You know, you can't make the same mistake. That's why the song is specifically saying that make those new mistakes,
right?
Because it's not a smart thing to repeat mistakes,
right?
Right, you learn from them,
yeah, and do something differently.
Yeah, but there's a song also that captures that in a statement that about making the same mistake.
Yeah,
say on dit premier gaou n'est pas gaou. I know you guys sing that song a lot, and you call it Makossa. It's not. It's Sukou's music. It's not Makossa music. You could DM me and I'll tell you, I'll give you real Makossa music, all right? That's not, Awilo is not Makossa. So he talked about, he said, on that means the first fool is not a fool. The second one is the one you call a fool. So if you make a mistake this first time, you know, it's okay. But don't repeat the same mistake.
Right.
So that's when you become a fool.
Right.
Absolutely. So
I hope that we're able to encourage someone today.
Yep.
Are you about to make a decision for your life?
Uh-huh.
And then you're scared. Like, how can I make this mistake? I don't want to make a mistake. This decision I'm about to make carries a lot of uncertainties.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a sign. Just maybe this is a sign. If you have been pondering, I want to start a new business. How do I go about it? I want to go change my profession. How do I go about it? I want to... have a baby. How do I go about it? I want to
get married.
You know, I want to make decisions, especially life-changing decisions.
Yep.
It could be really daunting, you know. It could feel like a heavy weight. Maybe you've heard the go-ahead. You've heard an instruction. You know what? Go ahead. Make this decision. But you are still really, really shaky. And it's okay for you to feel shaky sometimes.
Yep.
Because, I mean, we oftentimes have that fear of uncertainty. But maybe this is a sign to let you know that, you know what? Just go ahead. If you fail, it's okay to fail. We learn from it. And then we make a different change, you know. We make a different decision that will probably come out nice.
Absolutely. Well said, Andrea. I mean, those words are really powerful. And we are living a time that you cannot afford to just stay there and wait for what to happen. You've got to take your life in your hands. You've got to do something. Because, look, there are a lot of uncertainties, not just in your life. The entire world is currently right now in an uncertain state, okay? And we'll talk more about this when we get to Techie Talk, because we're touching on a number of things that are happening. First, you heard that Elon Musk is now the new owner.
Landlord of Twitter.
Of Twitter. And we'll have some tech enthusiasts join us on Techie Talk to give their two cents on what that means to the tech community and indeed the entire world. And we'll have that come up at 11 o'clock. But in the meantime, let's get into the show, shall we?
Absolutely. It's the feel of Lagos right now. Do call us up and tell us how you're doing.
That's right. Call the radio station. Scream, "What's up, Lagos?" like we did this morning. And then let us know what's happening in your neighborhood, your lungu, like we say all the time. This is our own way to let you know that, look, you know what? We care about you.
We love you.
Absolutely. We'd like to know how you're doing. So you can call, scream, and let us know what's happening. Give us a situation report of your neighborhood, as it were.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
Remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
And we'll be here to say cheers to life.
Cheers to life, indeed.
By the way, Andy, how are you doing so
far? I'm great. I mean, so I haven't exactly been in a very right state of mind for a few days now, but I think today is different. I think today is different. It's different because, I mean, you know why.
Yeah.
It's different. It's really different. I've got an assurance, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So 14 minutes past out of 10. The lines are buzzing. You can call to let us know what's happening in your lungu right now.
Also,
go ahead.
Do not forget to tell us how you're doing as well.
Did you sleep well?
Did you sleep well?
Is the weather okay?
Is the weather okay?
Are you in a crossroad? You don't know what to think or what decision to make? Would you like to share with us? We're here. We're all ears.
Yeah. You right can vent that out as well. Maybe. Our intro this morning touched you somewhere. You can also share that with us.
Absolutely. Let's get back to the calls now, shall we? Oh la la.
Hello.
I saw that coming already. All right, the lines are jamming. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805.
David from Lagos Island says, "Oh my gosh, the tech is made my day with its song. My all-time favorite. God bless you."
Yep.
And God bless you too. And thank you. I hope that you enjoyed listening to that. We also have this one saying, "Good morning, the tech is What's Up, Lagos. Please, what's the title of the song you just played?" It's that "Try Everything" by Shakira.
That's right.
Also, this one here says, "Collins, now Willow song, you there explain for us. I don't know, say the song, get wisdom meaning."
He does. And it's not, it's the magic system. It's not a Willow. I don't think it's a Willow. It's magic system, right? On the premiere, it's magic system. Yeah.
It's not a Willow.
Yeah.
Destiny here says, "Good morning, the tech is my favorite couple and co-host on live radio. Thanks for the motivation this morning. However, there are mistakes one may never recover from." I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree. I actually do agree. Let's see. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Yes.
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Welcome, indeed.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You guys are doing a wonderful job. We are going to be a wonderful couple. We like what you are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, there is something that itching me around my area.
Okay.
Yeah, I stay around Ablewa.
Okay.
So, you know, all these things, some people are doing some gates, blocking some streets here and there. It's almost every street now is around that area. People are doing that, those gates. Hmm. But the unfortunately is that some of them, they have turned those places to estate. Government has spent a lot of money to build linking roads between one road and another, you know,
yeah,
to have an easy passage for motorists.
Yeah.
But these people now, they've decided if there's a street from entering the street, you went out to link up with your street, so they will just decide to put two gates.
Wow.
So they will open one and close one permanently, which means they turn the street to estate, the road that built with our money, public money. Mm-hmm. So few people, few individuals, they just decided to lock the other gate, you know, and remain left the other one open. This is really sad, and I have to report it. There is one street, on Notorious Street, that, you know, from Amadia to Apostolic Faith.
Yes.
So between that Apostolic Faith and Oduna Layo, there is one street they call Mustafa Hassan.
Okay.
So that street, they are one of the streets that are doing this. They just, you know, close one of the gates permanently and wow, open the other one. So if the authority are hearing me, they have to, you know, go and watch that, those people.
All right, good. Have you tried to ask why they did that? Could it be because of security reasons?
They have no reason now. They have no reason. They just lock it.
All right.
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you.
Many people are complaining.
All right.
But they refuse to open it, yes.
I'm happy you did this. You did bring that on radio. You're sure it's What's Up Lagos. Even the governor listens to What's Up Lagos. If he doesn't, I'm wondering what was he listening to. You know, but yeah. So we show that those who are, you know, involved in this, who can do something about that situation. Gates being, you know, illegal, if you like, according to him. Gates being, you know, put up in the Abulegba area. Mm. And he mentioned the area. So we hope they've listened.
All right. Do call us back. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Yes. Chess alive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. My name is Adiola. I've been trying to reach you for ages.
We're glad you made it this time.
I got through today.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
About what is happening in my area, is cool. So there is nobody running outside. No sound feeding. You are calm.
Okay.
But just a kind of buttress towards the last caller that he mentioned.
All right.
I have experience of such too in my area.
Okay.
They will just basically lock up a gate, saying for security reasons. I don't think that is right. The government is responsible for security. That is not enough reason to lock up a linking road. I had an experience this morning when I'm going, maybe as you're more specific,
yeah,
at Capitol Road, there's a particular road that link the inner road from the main road, Capitol.
Right.
I try driving through that end to link to Capitol, and to my surprise,
it's locked.
Something we can help us help to report to.
Okay.
All right. So one question comes to mind.
Okay.
Is it the estate? Is it like an estate community leadership? Because every community has leadership and they have set several meetings, mm-hmm, whether it's town hall meetings or estate or residence meetings. Landlords or resident meeting, and they get to agree to that.
Yeah.
So perhaps if that's the reason, and then again, you have to go and talk to them and find out.
Absolutely.
You know, but if that's not the reason, people just come up from nowhere, which is most unlikely.
Exactly. So it's the first that you mentioned that I think must have been the reason. And not just in that area, it's been happening also around Oniro Lekki area here.
Yes, that's right.
Most of the estates have been locking their gates recently,
yep,
and giving passcodes before you can go in. You see, we are in a very tensed up moment or tensed up period in Nigeria. And so if security measures have been put in place to make sure that residents are safe, I think that's like the wise thing to do.
That's right.
He said the government should be the one to do all of those. But I mean, you and I have seen cases and heard cases where that even these people who are meant to stand or to secure aren't exactly doing their job. So that's what right. do you expect the residents or the leadership in these estates to do?
To do. Well, you just heard in the news a while ago, the president was asking political parties and countries and people to keep elections aside and electioneering campaigns aside and join his administration to tackle the insecurity in the country.
Right.
So even at that level, it takes, you know.
It's a conversation. It's something that,
absolutely.
that has to be done.
So hi, guys. What's happening in Yonlungu? Let's hear more from you.
Hi. What's Hello? Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes.
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Welcome. Who do we
My
have?
My name is Cornelia.
Welcome.
Oh. Cornelia. Cornelia.
Good to have you.
How are you guys doing today?
We're fine.
We're doing great.
Okay. My area is calm and cool. Anyway, I called to wish my daddy happy birthday.
Aww.
His name is Mr. Cornelius Okomi.
Aww.
Wow.
Wait, the Okomi is his name or your mom? Or your mom gave him that?
No, Okomi is our family name. We're from Edo State.
Oh, okay, really? Great. Fantastic. So go ahead. What's your wish for him?
I wish him long life.
Amen.
I wish him good luck, grace, prosperity, and every good thing in this life. I wish him all the best in all his endeavors. Mm-hmm. And I wish God's mercy will be upon his life.
Aww. Amen. Amen to that. Big amen. Thank you so much, Cornelia, for calling. And happy birthday to your dad.
Absolutely. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, what's Lagos? Up,
James from Jibu.
Yeah.
All right. Great to have you. Welcome indeed. We have like 30 seconds to go on a break. So let's talk.
Okay. Something this morning. It's so annoying. You know, CMDO.
Oh, man, I couldn't hear that. Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos, 10:26, so says the time. And we're live on the feel of Lagos. A lot of messages coming in just to hear how you're doing, how you're feeling this morning.
Absolutely. This one's coming from Olatunji. He says, morning. I really love the music you made my day today. You guys are really, we love you guys. Thank you for making us happy. Even the state of the country. It says, on my way, straight to make everybody happy. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I love her music. Made me remember when I was watching it with my son. Yes.
It is back. Welcome back. 10:38, so says the time. And welcome. We are live on What's Up Lagos with the Techers on Nigeria's, or should I say Africa's, number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. She's Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And he is Collins.
All right, we started the show, by the way, by asking you how you're doing this morning and asking you to give us a situation report of what's happening in your neighborhood. So you might want to wonder, why is that important? So Lagos is a land of so many activities. You know, in some states, some cities, right, even in this country, people don't wake up to like 10. Like, people don't really move out to like 10, you know, 9, 10. People are still sleeping. Lagos is a city where life starts, even as early. As 4 a.m.
4 a.m. Exactly. I was going to say that. 4 a.m.
Activities have moved on. It's not like it's going to end by midnight. Till like 3 a.m. So people all night. So it's a 24-hour city. So a lot of activities.
A lot indeed. Mm. A lot indeed. You have that to share with us. The feel of Lagos is live right now. It's 10:40 on the clock. Tell us what is going on around your area and how you are feeling this morning. Let me see. Igwe from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. My day is excellent. My area is cool. Is texting from Ikorodu this morning. Thank you very much for your message. Let me see. Another one is coming from Jampi from Igondo. He says,
let me read it the way he wrote it.
Caro. He says, what's up, Lagos? If you like, say, call his the chop fufu before he comes to studio, because the way he screams, yes, yes, and no be here. He says, I love your show.
You don't. You should get new lines now. You said this yesterday, today again. How about that?
Don't mind him.
You shall want to mention that you like fufu.
Mm.
We know. And what soup? Do you like the fufu? What soup, please? Let us know. What's the best way to take fufu, really?
I don't know.
There's a soup called, in Cameroon, called Ero. It's like afang soup, but it's prepared a bit different.
How?
It's the same leaves they use for afang soup.
Okay.
But it's prepared a bit different. I mean, it's just different.
Okay.
But it's called Ero. Aha. Those are from Bangui, we understand that. Man, it's an amazing soup for fufu. It's an amazing soup for fufu. Also, if you keep correct, oha, like, Agbama's Kitchens, or her.
You see the way you're sounding now with food. Anyone who hears you would think that you have options. You have options. You know, whenever I ask, okay, what would you like to eat? You start giving me options. I see if you give me options. You don't give options. And trust me, that's like, see, I'm sure that people who are listening to me, especially women,
yep,
they would understand me perfectly. You see that? What are we going to eat this morning? What are we eating this night? You know, having to rack your brain as to what to prepare is another assignment on its own. Like, it's a full-time job. Trust me.
I totally agree.
It could be exhausting. And then people like the husbands don't help. Huh? Call them to ask them, okay, what would you like to eat? And they're like, whatever you have. Anything. Whatever you have is what? Whatever you have is one.
Oh my God.
I am confused. That's why I'm calling to ask you. Yeah. What would you like? And you're telling me whatever I have. What if I say nothing? I don't have nothing. What are you going to do? Are we going to eat nothing?
Okay, so that's like shaking tables, but I totally agree with you. The truth is, a lot of men, especially married couples right now listening, or those in a relationship, you understand that this is a scenario that has happened
multiple
more than once
times.
Amongst you or between you. Now, the truth is, I did not know that. I did not really realize that it takes a whole lot, you know, to come to make those choices of what to consume.
Yeah.
Because we eat every day, three times a day.
And then
every
you have to, like,
day of the week,
make sure
no break.
The food is balanced and all of that. And sometimes we run out of ideas.
So,
and that's why we reach out and say, you know what? What can you make? What would you like? It's not that we just want you to give us ideas.
I remember,
at the end of the day, you say whatever you have. Give me whatever you have.
I remember you made a list one time and it worked for a while, and then after that we exhausted the list.
We're like, God, we can't be eating these cycles. We can't be eating every, you know.
That is why some people have made life easy. They prepare the soup down and change the swallow. What is Gary today? Fufu tomorrow.
You can't be eating swallow every day now. You can't even eat swallow every day. Like, so, I know that you can relate to what we're saying.
Yeah, man. If you have had that kind of situation, or you are in that situation right now, like you're asking your partner, your husband, hey, what do we eat? Are you saying anything? And
anything,
you are confused. You don't even know what.
You
have exhausted
what?
Your choice.
Like, it can be frustrating. Don't even answer me anything. Don't even tell me whatever you have. Just give me whatever. I don't have anything.
But if I ask you, and if you ask me and I tell you, I mentioned something that is almost impossible for you to prepare
at that time period. We'll work it out.
Because the moment you ask me that question,
at least it will give me an idea. Right, it would give me an idea to, you know, put one or two together.
Yeah,
but if you don't say anything at all, man, I am stuck.
You know, some people have just stuck to noodles or just something easy to go. That's not rice. This could be the problem. The reason why
we eat rice every day.
Rice has become legendary. In fact, automatically our national meal.
Okay.
Anyway, let's hear from you. Hello.
Hello, bless you. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Please, I'm enjoying this program this morning because this issue of telling me anything doesn't do. I hate it. It always keeps me off.
Thank you.
When my husband would tell me, sunshine, anything, what do you mean by anything?
God bless you.
Just tell me what you want to eat.
Simple.
There's a lot of work to think of what to cook.
Exactly.
They would say anything. And when I now prepare anything, they say, you should laugh. I say, okay, you are eating this, If you are not eating this, let's forget it.
God bless you.
Please do us a favor, husband.
Yeah.
Tell us what you want to eat. Make it easier and lighter.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm covering my face because I'm a... I'm a culprit.
You don't know the work it takes, right? To think of what to make for the family. It's
I now know.
It is frustrating.
But we just, anything is like, you know, at that moment, maybe the timing is just wrong, you know.
It's not timing anything. You never come up with ideas. It's not timing. The day you will now come up with ideas, and I'll be like, okay, can't us do this way? Can't we?
If I say I want to ikpa kokoko.
Eh, you bring the ingredients now. I don't understand. You bring the ingredients.
Oh my God.
We go, if you want, we go to the market together, or you bring the ingredients, you know.
Show the way.
Show the hair, or you prepare it yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see who else is in those shoes. Hi.
What's up, Lego?
Good morning. Welcome.
Wow.
Cheers a lot.
You know, say this matter. We where we be women also. Mm. You know, say they tire us.
Mm.
You open your deep freezer, you close it back. You don't know what to eat because the same food every day.
Oh my God.
So we not gonna really blame our husband to say anything because they are tired, the same thing every day. That is what is going on. Food, the tired person.
Right.
That's why they'll say anything. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Wow.
You agree with half food, the tired person.
In the tired person, though. But okay, that's a food legendary.
Okay.
No matter how many times.
Let's hear what happiness has to say. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good
What's up,
morning.
Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Here's what he was, John Happiness.
Welcome,
welcome,
John Happiness.
Mr. Collins.
Yes, sir.
Women get to them while that's alive. They have problems. You are asking me as your husband, as your wife, what would I like to eat? I say anything. It's not to make the work easier for them.
But I'm listening. Go ahead.
So it's to make the work easier. If I want a special food for my wife, I go to the kitchen to make the special food by myself for everybody. So if I not give you money as your husband, provide the money for you, it's not for you to cook whatever you want to cook. For me to eat, you are my wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Guy, I won't respond to that. So if you're listening, can you respond to that? Anybody listening? Can you respond to that? I understand where
he's coming from. I know where he is
and where he's coming from. There are a lot of people who think that way, all right? And there are a lot of people who believe that, you know, this man certainly believes that it's the wife's duty to cook.
Whatever he says,
this is it,
anything, cook anything
and bring it.
Yes.
But you see, if you want to be truthful to yourself, there are days you say anything, they'll go and do pap and beans. And you say, I didn't feel like eating pap and beans. So let's stop. Let's stop saying, let's be real here. You know,
more messages are coming in. I think we need to take this WhatsApp message. Now, this person here says, hi guys, I stopped using anything for my wife. She did it for me one funny day by giving me garri and granola.
Oh, you see?
And when I complained, she replied, you told me anything. Since then, I stopped using anything, the word anything. Then she provides something good. This is coming from Shegu from Abiso Estate. Shout out to your wife, man. We got to be friends.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Oh, man, more calls coming in. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, Collins, how are you, Andrea? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous. Yeah, actually, this case is a very wonderful topic. Actually, one of my own is somehow different is because I'm diabetic.
Okay.
You know, now, and I'm also a young man. Now, making choice of food is very difficult because definitely I don't want to eat carbohydrate much.
Yeah.
I want to. And like me, I love to cook. You know, my wife doesn't really like, I love to cook a lot. So my wife will be like, you know what? Go and cook, man. If I say anything, my wife doesn't go to the kitchen and doesn't prepare anything. You know, I think this issue of anything is very funny.
Yeah.
It only says the matter if you are a good cook.
Yeah.
Like me now, if you cook 100 times, except I'm not at home, I cook 70 times. My wife is lazy.
the rest, you know.
All right.
Because my work is flexible and so on. Now, anything is always anything for women. They always give you anything. But in the recent, a man wants something different. But he's afraid to say it. Yeah. That is what I want. So
yes.
The time, and the wife might complain. I said, you know that the time is, that's what I'm going to say. Anything.
That's
but
right.
It's not easy when you are diabetic, when you pick your diet, you know, you don't eat what everybody eats.
Okay.
It's very difficult. You know? Thank you so much. I did a great job. Thank you.
God bless you.
Shout out to you.
I agree.
Okay.
Because that when the moment, let me tell you how it comes in. When you say, what would you like to eat?
Okay.
You see, that question is laden or is loaded.
Okay.
The question, you know, the moment you say that, my mind goes like, okay, what's that my favorite meal that I want to have right now?
Okay.
But
then you think about it, it would take a lot for me to
make it. I know that it's almost an impossibility to do it immediately.
Okay.
So, you know, I have to now start processing what's the reason for this question. So the reason is actually because you're stuck, you need ideas.
Yeah.
Not like you want me to tell you what
you
I
really,
feel
really
like
want to eat. Yeah.
So the next response after that is anything really. This is me trying to make a defense, but now we understand that it doesn't work.
Anything doesn't
we'll
work.
We'll find a way of, you know, maybe we'll come up with a list.
See, I have done that.
Yes, we'll.
I had a full diet plan. Like it was on the wall of our kitchen, you know?
I think.
But we started going in circles. Doing it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, down to Friday, Sunday, and back again. You know, we were shuffling and shuffling, and then sometimes, right, we just get tired.
So that means we need to be more innovative with our, not just, I mean, as a people. A culture generally, we might need to be like be more innovative. It looks like we've run out of options
for food.
Of food that ready because to prepare food takes a lot, and people want the easy to go. That's why noodles have become a major thing in our society today.
Okay,
because they want it on the. I mean, sharp, sharp. You know, no time. So I think I don't know, guys. Any suggestions out there? What do you do to deal with this anything question?
Okay,
you know, or situation.
So this just sent me a message saying he was having a chat with his wife.
Okay.
And the chat here is saying, I don't know if I could take that. He says, go job. By now, you should all of these, after 27 years, we have done this way back and now food is no longer a vibe. Did you hear that woman, food they tire person? He says, I'm not so much of a culprit here because you know I do cooking when I feel like eating something special. Okay. So
as the show is ongoing,
he's been chatting with his wife and, you know, and talking about the conversation we're having right now.
So it's a major conversation. So let's open it and let's talk more about this.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life!
Oh, I haven't called in a while, but sincerely, this is a national issue.
It is!
We should treat it
as such. All right.
Like, every time I ask my husband, what would you like to eat? He tells me the same thing.
Anything.
And Teke just analyzed it.
Yeah.
That anything does not mean when he wants to tell me what he really wants to eat, it doesn't mean that he must tell me, okay, do pounded yam, do this, do that. But I'm just asking you for you to give me that idea. I am out of ideas.
Right.
Every time it is rice, spaghetti, swallow, bread and tea. Please, we need more ideas.
I feel you, sister.
We need more ideas.
I feel you.
We need more ideas because the women are getting busier, and after you're done with a day's job, you're tired, and then it's 6 o'clock, you remember, you don't even have a plan for dinner.
Yeah.
And thank God for the kind of husband I have. Sometimes you just tell me, okay, let's go to Mega Chicken.
That sounded familiar.
We can't come and kill ourselves.
Yeah,
we cannot kill ourselves.
That's right.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. We are gradually getting to the 11 o'clock hour, and that time you listen to the news. In the meantime, there is a matter on ground that we need to settle. Apparently, it's a national issue that needs, you know, national concerted efforts from the national level. Maybe we take it to the National Assembly. Nah, I wouldn't want to do that. They will drag the matter. But let's just deal with it right here. When we come back from the break, it's all about the question of what would you like to eat? Anything. as a response. Women are saying, you know what? Enough of that. If you don't have ideas, don't say a word. Other than say anything.
Anything.
That anything means nothing. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
And we're back with you on the radio, the Feel of Lagos. We would take a few messages from that hour because we have a spillover.
Yep, and we'll hear more from you.
We'll hear more.
We can't cancel Techie Talk for this. Techie Talk can wait.
Let's get to the root.
I'm telling you this for sure.
Let's get to the root. So it looks like some people are coming with a blame game. But I will take your messages and maybe some other people will tackle.
Yeah.
All right, let me start with this one. This one that I was about reading before we went on a break says, "What's up, Lagos? Please don't let us go on a poll on this anything in response to wife questions and what to cook, because it's always the obvious answer, and men don't think of food that much."
Men don't think of food that much? Okay. I'm a man, I think of food all the time.
If you think of
maybe what to cook, right?
Yeah.
Cooking, perhaps. Okay. It depends also. It's everything.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Toy from Ikurudu says, my wife owns the kitchen, so sometimes when she says, "What do you want to eat?" I would say whatever is available. I do not want to stress her whether meat or no meat. Sometimes I eat out to ease her stress.
Yeah. I want you. That's it.
We see you. We see you. AY from Moe here says, sometimes I ask the question, like the last message I just read. Sometimes I say, what do you want to eat? And sometimes you say whatever is available. Yes.
Yeah. So you give back that what's available.
Yeah, you ask, yeah, what's available? And I go like, this is that. And you're like, okay, yeah, sometimes.
We do that.
Yeah.
It's after I've learned how not to say everything, anything.
Yeah. So let me read AY's message from Moe. So AY here says, "What's up, Lagos? Guys, you are doing such a great job. I think the question of what the man likes to eat should be asked differently. Maybe it should be asked as what he thinks the family should have for me."
What would you like to eat? It's like you are asking me.
For us, right? It's just both of us.
Yes.
I'm always settled with Zane,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
It's just both of us. So I'm like,
I'm lost
of ideas, you know? And then I want to ask you so that your choice of what you want to eat could also influence my choice.
So can you add right now, I don't even know what we're going to eat. You just add it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But can you always add it that right now, I don't know what we are going to eat?
Do
you have any ideas? To restructure the question.
Okay, so maybe not just me now, maybe others listening.
Yes.
Would restructuring the question help?
Question?
Would it help?
Head, I think it would. What are we going to have for dinner? You know? And also, when he's on the spot, also is a problem.
Mm.
It could be, look, what are we going to have for dinner? What are we going to have for breakfast tomorrow? I mean, you do that a lot. You see, talking to you, it's not you specifically I'm addressing right now.
Yeah.
I think it helps. The moment
to
you start
restructure
doing that,
the question.
It helped a lot.
Okay.
You know? So that has been involved. Like, okay, there's a problem here. We need help.
We need some.
But when you ask that, what do you want to eat?
I'm beginning to understand. Yeah. So I have always known that the man's brain is all about fixing things, right? Right? We just want to fix things. I usually call you Mr. Fixer. So whenever there's a problem. So maybe how we get to ask you the question will be as though there's a problem somewhere that needs to be fixed. So we're going to say, guy, problem in the household.
Yes.
Wait till we go chop.
So we're not okay, let's think. That's true. What are we going to eat? Because
maybe,
you know,
that will help.
We recognize it as a problem and then we can address it.
Mm.
That's a man who does not allow the ego to be around all over everywhere. Because some men will be like,
what's my business with that?
Go ahead and do it. So what do we eat? But we say, what would you like to eat? Mm. You see, what would you like to eat? Like
it becomes,
an open check.
Yeah, it becomes you know. Oh,
so
I get
my head goes just move. My head goes just move. I get my war.
And then you don't want to stress, you know, man. Then you say anything.
I like, you know what? Let it be anything. So we'll have to restructure it.
Okay.
Let's hear more from people who are in that situation. Right now.
No, I haven't finished AY's message.
All right.
He says, I really think I would appreciate my wife a lot more when I do get married. Because right now, as a bachelor living all alone, it's a lot of headache thinking of what to eat.
Mm.
In fact, I have been forced to eat out most of the time, and yet I still run out of options. See?
You see?
See? So it's not even a husband and wife situation. Yeah. If you live alone, you understand. If you are the eldest in your home, you're the one running the home, you would understand this thing. And sometimes we run out of ideas.
How many times have we been to restaurants that would be there, we're looking at, we'll look left.
And then you're confused.
Right. Okay, what do you want? Look left, look right. What should I serve you, sir? Look left, look right. There's really nothing inspiring you to take.
Mm.
So, you know, there's so many things when it comes to what to eat, really. If you look at it critically, it's not about how good the food is. It's about even the mood. Mm. Sometimes you're not in the mood to have a certain meal. Even though it's a beautiful meal, it's something you take all the time. So it's a tough place to be. Now, I don't think we should leave it in the hands of women alone. Like, there should be the one
in charge to think of what to eat.
All the time.
I mean, let's come eating and cooking, I think those are life skills. It shouldn't be left on the shoulders of just a woman thinking of what to cook and what to eat. I mean, a man lives as well.
Yep.
He should survive. Yep. And having to eat is your survival, right?
That's right.
So don't put your survival in my hands, man.
And those people be like, you're running with responsibility.
Nah,
remember,
that's not
I'm
it.
Here. Hey, I'm
that's
here.
That's not it.
She's
that's not.
Not
it at all.
I'm here, so she's not. Before you judge, think about
this critically. I think it should actually sink in. Eating, cooking, those are life skills.
Yep.
Those are life skills. If you leave that responsibility on someone else, that means if that person is not available, you could die because you are not able to cook, to eat.
I've had people who've ended relationships or marriages because, you know, they can't get to eat properly. And they didn't address it as a problem that they both have to address it. They addressed it like it's a woman's problem.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, this has to sink in, really.
Yeah, it does.
Really. Oh, anyway. Let's move on.
There
are a lot of WhatsApp messages. Oh my goodness. Okay, Peter Ayorinde from Anthony says, good morning, Pioneer Radio couple.
You can say that again.
Yes, I like that one. He says, this question followed by the answer is the most common FAQ, which is frequently asked questions and answer in Nigerian homes.
Yep.
My wife had once put 6 stones of green peas and 6 tiny periwinkles on plate for me after I answered.
Are you serious?
Oh my goodness.
That's the send of the message.
You know, it says, we tried using a timetable, but the pocket is not like before, and we can't afford the varieties
That's
because
right.
of other responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
What we do now is ensuring we have abundant tea or bread, gari, jebu, that slaps with respect, and we make sure... we make more egusi soup, which can go across meals, but rice and swallow.
That's right.
Aw, this is well done, people. Thank you very much. Thank you for that.
Someone asked a question about granola soup. Say, Abeg, why is granola soup refusing to finish? It never finishes. You eat it with rice, eat it with plantain, eat it with fufu.
Yeah, legendary,
finish.
Actually.
You keep warning.
Granola soup is legendary and
keep
it's very, very nutritious.
Yeah.
It keeps swelling, it keeps expanding, it keeps, you know. Yeah.
We're giving people ideas right now, you know.
So if you haven't tried granola soup, you can go ahead and try that.
Yep, more messages.
Deji from Ikorodu says, you see that food thing, eh? Get us bio. My wife asked me what I would like to eat this morning and I was dragging until I got a call that I have to be somewhere at last. I'm out of the... He said, alas, I'm out of the house now on an empty stomach.
Hmm.
To make matters worse, I wouldn't be eating homemade food cooked by my wife until tomorrow because she'll close for work. Paul from Ayobo says, take care, my people. As I don't have a wife yet, let me keep listening to learn from experience.
Fantastic. Mm. You're doing
the right thing. Yes, well done. Let me see. Another one here says, despite the fact that I am a female and single, when asked such question at home, I always say anything. It says, it is not that the men are doing it deliberately.
Mm.
Honestly,
right.
It would. I mean, restructuring the question, because asking the man will seem as if the question is for him. And the man might not want to stress the wife, and he goes...
Anything. And that's almost
the
always
case?
The case.
Mm.
Yeah.
So another one here says, Collins, please don't restructure the question. No, I have not finished thinking about what I will eat. You want to add, what are we going to eat? It says, all the kwegu. This is coming from Moses. Thank you, Moses.
Oh my God, Moses. Moses is an escape route. You don't want to rack your brain. You just go straight to anything.
Anything.
I get it.
Let me see. This coming from Mrs. Omonigbo. Says, hello, presenters. This is really a serious situation, yeah? Like my husband. He says, my hubby is a good cook and he comes home from work before me. At work, when thinking of what to prepare, then boom, I get home and meet a delicious meal. Always grateful. But when I asked him and he said anything, I mostly prepare one of his favorite or at times we eat out.
Okay.
Okay.
Lovely, right. Man.
That's beautiful stuff.
That's a beautiful experience.
Fatima from Ogbe says, as for my husband, if asked him what he wants to eat, he will go straight and say, the cook. I'm lost. I'm confused.
The cook?
As in... Okay.
Wow. Okay. That whatever you cook... Or the cook, like you're the cook.
I'm lost.
Okay.
I really don't get it.
You have to explain to us.
Absolutely. This one is coming from Davis. And Davis says, good morning, the techers. I eat out 3 times a day, every working day except Sunday. I still do find it difficult to decide what to eat.
Yes.
Is that sometimes a seller at my joint will say, bros, order fast now. Uh-huh. You don't know what you want to eat again. It says, and I will tell her to give me a good one.
You see, what would you recommend? You know, start asking a question.
Right.
That's also a very dangerous question to ask because they'll just sell you what they want to sell. Oh my God.
So we'll take this one. There are 2 more to go. This one is coming from Deji from Ikorodu. He says, okay, I think I've taken this one before. Yeah, he says, the Pele got to me.
He said Pele.
The one we told him, Pele. All right. Lastly, from Paul Iowa says, can I ask if this, what will you eat, a free check or tempting question? Because what I might like to eat might not be what you're willing and ready to cook, as my wife. So I guess anything can be the best answer for the moment.
Anything is an escape.
Yeah, I think we've come to an agreement to some extent that the reason some men would respond anything is because they do not want to stress their wives.
Yeah.
One, and two, it's like you're putting a blank check and they're like, if I say what I want now... Yeah. Are you readily available to do what I would like?
Abi, would you stretch your hands towards me to say, yeah, provide? That could be part of it.
Mm.
Oh my.
And also, we talked about restructuring the question.
Yeah.
If that would work. Mm. Mm. And I don't think anyone has really answered if that would work.
Yes, guys. You can keep the messages coming in. If it's a burning issue, have we arrived at a consensus? Are we good with how we're going to approach that question next time? And women, do you, you know, we want to check why you asked the question and let them know. Let us know there's a problem.
Mm.
So we can step in as Mr. Fix It.
But the good thing is we have established the fact that it's a national issue.
Issue, yes, yeah, right.
It is in every homes right now.
Absolutely.
Hi. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive!
Yes!
Yeah, Collins, this question is very interesting. This Isaac talking.
Welcome, Isaac.
This issue of what will you eat this and that, I guess it's time men start being innovative too. Like me, in most cases, I surprise my wife. I cook a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, in most cases, I watch YouTube a lot on how to cook this and cook that. Sometimes before she will come from work, because my work is very flexible.
Yeah.
I come back from work, I cook. You know, I cook for everybody. I watch YouTube. Mm. I prepare zobo. I prepare this same tiger lungs. I fry this. And she'll be like, what do you do? Do you go to office just be watching YouTube? I look at my free time. And in most cases, after cooking it, she'll take it to office and she'll be taking all the other women in the office. See, my husband. Do zobo, she'll take it to the office. I do this. I think men can help.
Yeah.
You know, when you come back on time, when you come back from work on time, just do one on YouTube. Look for simple cooking skills and not the cooking type.
Yeah.
Look for one or two things on YouTube.
Mm.
You come home, you prepare it, and it's always fun when the family sits and the father that was the one that prepared it. I think it's always sweeter.
That's
I think thereby we can also help in solving this national problem. Thank you.
Now that makes sense.
A lot of sense. I
that
love
makes
it too.
Sense. Ah, what's the way it's like issue now?
You remember my noodles?
Okay.
Don't do okay.
You want us to go there now?
You shy ate it bare.
It was beautiful.
Don't say it was beautiful. I know I could see your face. Okay. I'll just eat it. Let me encourage you.
Oh my God. You never said soup is noodles. You went too straight.
Okay. Anyways, more calls are coming in. See, we'll not end this matter until we have exhausted it. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest Alive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to appreciate you people. You are doing a great job.
Oh, thank you very much.
And again, to say that when a man says anything, I think he's encouraging the wife. No, to make things easy for the wife. That's my own understanding of it.
Okay.
Just to make it things easy for her.
So
and again, your program reminds me of a colleague in the office when I was still working because I'm retired now.
Okay.
It makes me laugh because the man says, "Why are you laughing jackassly?" That was his grammar. "Why are you laughing jackassly?" And everybody will burst into laughter again.
Oh, you are really...
Great. I appreciate to people. And I know you will not do intervene in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is well with all of you.
Amen.
I'm a first time caller.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much for calling.
God bless you, my dear. God bless you.
Amen.
Wow. 17 past 11. We're getting techie talk, no doubt. But let's take more calls and messages since there's a national issue.
Indeed.
In the emergency.
Patrick from Ogbor here says, good morning, the tech. Is it sometimes mood and appetite makes it difficult to choose?
Yes.
And at that point, I love taking some dessert. Not married yet, though, but na sweet mouths, the end am. But he says, and I'm all because the regular might just be a long story and too boring. Okay, you are sweet tooth. Okay, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. The last caller said, some men will say anything because they do not want to stress their wives.
That's right.
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
Good morning, the techies.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Mr. Abby calling for me, Beji Lekki.
Welcome,
ma'am.
Yes, and on the topic, I'm also a victim.
Sometimes
in chat, sometimes I'm like, "Ha, anything? Ah, please, now I'm just tired." My mother was like, "It is your department now. You should know better." But I'm just so tired. So I have to call the kids. Children, you already said everything. That means, and you asked me to come to you guys. What should I cook? So nobody is teaching us like anything, we just put it on the table. You just have it like that. So it's not always easy. Sometimes they just want us to decide on our own.
Yeah.
It's all like, well, I'm fed up.
Wow.
So it's not that they are just saying it, anything, but they still, it is our department. Anything we put on the table, they take.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well done. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, the truth is, some people are just backhamwood.
Yes, take it as it is.
Some people have backhamwood. If you don't know what backhamwood is,
Take it as it is now.
Yeah, they've just given up. So, well, anything it is. And one of those women who will just give you anything, really. They'll literally give
you anything. Literally give you anything. I mean, we've heard a few stories. Anything.
Thank God you didn't do that to you. Nice.
I'm nice. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
In fact, I've been trying to call in since morning, but the line has really been busy. Today's topic, just like the topic of the food and fork you guys raised the other day. I've not stopped laughing because it's applicable to almost every home.
Absolutely.
Honestly. Yeah. The last caller, one of the callers that called in said this is a national issue.
Yes.
Indeed it is. I think that when men answer whatever or anything, just like my husband would answer too. I think it's a way of helping us not to go through stress. Just give me anything you have.
Yeah.
Because if I say what's on my mind, it may be difficult for you to provide it now.
Yep.
Yeah.
But for me personally, listening to...
Ooh, oh, goodness. If you can send a WhatsApp, please really do, so that we can, you know, have your final thoughts. We don't see, we understand. In fact, we have come to agree, right, that they don't say it to punish us. They probably say because they don't want to stress us, right? And they're also lots of, you know, ideas. But understand our own, you know, understand where we are coming from. We too, we are lost with ideas. We have been innovating for many years. Innovating, being creative in the kitchen, putting this and that together.
But let's think about then, how tough this is, really.
It is.
Morning, even as a single, afternoon, night.
Even as a single person, it's tough, you know. And there's that narrative, or there's that, would I call it, unwritten rule that if you are married, it is a forbidding thing for you to go and eat out when there's a woman in the house who can cook.
Forget her.
I'm telling you it is.
I know it's unwritten, but
you understand?
That's the most flouted rule in the world.
You get it. So they expect that you should be able to manage. You should be able to put the food on the table.
Yeah.
You need to be able to, you know, be productive. What's that word? Is it economical now?
Yeah.
That's a word I'm trying to put together. Prudent. Yes.
That's it.
Fantastic. You get that kind of thing. And then you're trying to be prudent, and at the same time, you're running out of ideas. You know, that's the worst place to be in. Trust
that's
me.
Right. That's
Trust
right.
me.
Because let's not forget that food is cost money. And if only we could just go to the farm and plug things and say, oh yeah, this is what I want to eat. Okay, let me go there. I mean, that was my experience in the village. But right now in the city, that's not the experience.
You have to buy and cook.
Okay. What do we... man. So, guys, it's a national issue. I agree it's a national issue.
You want to eat well. You want to also be prudent. You want to make sure that you have the balanced meal for them. You also... You need ideas to start putting... You need to have, like, not vegetables. You need to have, like, protein. The right amount of, you know, carbs and all that stuff. And then you...
You know what? Okay. We're going to wrap this up in a moment. Take some tech news. And then we'll have a quick conversation. Let me take this call first. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers, alive.
Andrea and the take care. good job. You guys are doing there.
Thank you.
Okay, for me on this national matter. Whenever initially when she used to ask me, I always say anything, and I noticed that she's not happy getting that response from me. So I now devise a means of making her answer it herself.
Okay.
I'll just ask her, okay, babe, which soup did you cook last? She would say, maybe broth soup.
Okay.
I said, okay, maybe we'll cook a bit of vegetable now. You know, then I'll just give her those options. She will not be the one that will not choose. I said, okay, let's cook everything.
Good
so
stuff.
So that's how I
good
used to take of that.
You deserve a round of applause, my brother.
Sharp guy. So, great one.
This is Benjamin calling from First Stack anyway.
Thank you, Benjamin from First Stack, and shout out to everyone listening to us on First Stack. It's a national issue. This is what the National Assembly should sit down
and discuss
and deliberate
and come up with ideas.
No, they'll be there. Shall not happen.
Anyway, that's why the techers are here.
We'll create National Assembly here.
Let's see. Ajiro here has got a message for us. So Ajiro says, what's up, Lagos? I think it's good for wives to be creative in working, in cooking also.
Okay.
The reason why we men say anything is because we are tired of the regulars. Rice can be done in different ways, same as soup and the rest. It says, for the fact that I have stew in the fridge doesn't mean that you should cook white rice all the time. This is what happened to coconut rice, fried rice, jollof fries, and even pepper concussion rice.
Nazo.
Give me anything, Jerry.
Nazo.
See this thing that Yai will say. Is it not tiring?
Is rice not rice? You get where you eat rice to the point where you say, you don't want to see anything raw. You know, so Cicely, this is your time. Let's be real.
Okay, Amechi from Ogba says, what's up, Lagos? The question is actually like an open check. It says, to me, when my wife asked me the question, I tell her whatever she like. I deliberately tell her this to make her enjoy the meal cause to me. Any good food is okay by me. Seriously, food choice at times can be hectic, Sha. It says, but again, if I tell her what I want, make sure no stretch hand to me for money. It says, well done, the tech as a pioneer couple radio presenter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate.
All right, I would take
that. Beginning to sink in. Pioneer. All right. Can we take one more message? The calls are jamming. We have some tech news for you guys. You cannot miss this one. And yes, we have to take that right after the next message. Or should we go straight?
Straight.
Straight up, guys. We'll be right back. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
More conversation. More talk. More. Right after this.
Welcome back. Due to popular demand, we decided to, you know, stretch the national issue that we were discussing earlier to chop into our Techie Talk time. But we still have a few stories on Techie Talk to touch on as we proceed. But first, some messages, backlog of messages that we'd like to take. Because
it's good that you mentioned chop.
Yeah, we have to chop.
Chop. So Mayo here from Ikorodu says, food na food, oh. So far, na waiting, I dey chop before. It says, my own na to chop whatever go bele for my stomach. Anyway, I think what he's trying to say is he's going to eat whatever he feels like as long as he's going to be satisfied with it. This one here says, calling San Andrea, for me, when I'm alone, I eat anything or anywhere below face, na front. But my go-to is spaghetti, noodles, or bread every time. I can never get tired. All right, thank you for that. What's up, Lagos, to you too. Let me see. This one here says, good morning, the Techers. As most women ask mostly to get an idea, so men should please respond with an answer of what and not anything. Mm. All right. So what she's saying is, women, we ask the question, what would you like to eat or what should we eat? It's not that we just want to ask because we are, you know, she's saying we need ideas. So
yeah.
It would be nice if you come up with ideas too and not just say anything.
That's what I was saying. You should add, you know, I've run out of ideas. I don't know what we can make right now. Any ideas from you? Or what would you like to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take this last one before we move. This is coming from David Sin from Palm Grove. Says, what's up, Lagos? This is a very critical issue. He says, earlier in my marriage, my wife and I have gone to bed on empty stomach trying to decide what to eat for dinner. He says, that's how we will be recycling the question and repeating the answer. He says, me, I don't know. What should we eat? I don't know, Seth. What do you think we should eat? This is so detectives. Like, this is really... So the Techers, I can totally relate to what you're saying.
I'm telling you, totally.
He says that anything response doesn't even help matters at all. I have learned a lot over the years. Now, whenever she asks, I know she's stuck with deciding. So what I do is to ask, what do we have available?
Yep.
Or what are the options? Then from there, we can just narrow it down and choose what meal to have. Love you guys and love your show.
How many times have we settled for bread?
Bread and tea.
How many times have we settled for going out?
Yeah.
You know what? It is an opportunity to just...
Let's just eat out.
That's right. So, you know, hard life, not hard like that. Those of you who just, you know, I can't take this anymore. You end your marriage because
your wife did not come up with ideas. It's not creative enough. It's not innovative in the kitchen.
Think twice. It happens everywhere. And people handle it differently.
Absolutely.
You know, anyways, it's been really fun.
It's been really fun indeed. I hope that we were able to get a solution to this national issue.
Yeah.
I really hope that we're able to. But shout out to husbands who actually do support their wives. Shout out to husbands who actually do say, you know what, relax, let me go to the kitchen and get something, let me go into the kitchen and cook something for us.
Yeah.
I must say shout out to men like that, because most men did not grow up with that programming, and having to do that in this time, it shows that you're a different kind of man. It shows that you are, if I go by Wemimo's
catchphrase,
I would say you're a pro version, man.
Absolutely.
You're man 2.0.
Anyways, that's it for this part of the show. Well, you know, every Wednesday we have Techie Talk. Next week on Techie Talk, let me mention the Sharp Sharp before we get into the stories. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a round table. We'll have some really, you know, the tech brands that exist, the biggest that you can think of on the African continent, if I like. All right. We'll be sitting down here. We'll try to look at the new technologies that exist and the opportunities, and also look at intensively the meaning of this gentleman, Elon Musk, becoming the owner of Twitter, and his direction of, because he's the richest man on the planet and is heading towards a certain direction. The meaning of that is, more than half of the world is going towards that direction. So let's find out what his projections are and how we can key in. This is some key deep conversation that we must have on Techie Talk. Next week, we'll have some great minds in the studio, the likes of John Obidi. Let me not mention his name. A lot of great minds will be in the studio to talk this thing out, as it were. But in the meantime, welcome to Techie Talk, as we've got some stories for you before we get into bringing in special guests that will be talking to us on how you can help your business save money in taxes in this 2022. You know, taxes, they affect people, how you can save. So my expert will be joining us shortly for that. But first, let's bring some stories.
All right, bringing you tech updates. It's no longer news, right? It is no longer news that Elon Musk bought a whole Twitter.
Yep.
Right, it's now the new landlord of Twitter. And then the question is, what does that mean? What is his projection? Why did he buy Twitter?
Why did he buy Twitter? First of all, he just bought for $44 billion, and his worth is over 200 and something billion. So he can afford it. I'm just kidding. Don't buy me.
Now, Twitter has about 217 million daily active users worldwide and has been a popular one-to-many messaging platform with global reach. Yeah. Its importance and impact have grown considerably in recent years, with many influential politicians, companies, activists, and celebrities using it to communicate with their followers and consumers. Now, Musk says he views Twitter as the de facto town square and is not buying the company to make money, but instead to protect free speech. He says he wants to open source the social network's algorithm and make changes to its content policies by including an edit feature, less moderation, and introducing a higher bar for removing offending tweets.
That's right. And experts have been talking in that field. A lot of people have been saying that Twitter may not remain the same again. Because this gentleman, whatever he touches, turns into gold. That's not what I want to say. Whatever he touches, he has a way of bringing his...
A huge impact of bringing himself in it, is that it?
Into it. I mean, it's huge impact. He's just different, man.
Yeah. Now, he tweeted something. He says, I hope that even my worst critic remain on Twitter.
Yes,
because that is what free speech means. So it means that his main vision for Twitter is free speech. Now, what does that mean? What does that really, really mean?
Oh, boy. We'll get unravel that full effect next week on Techie Talk. And you don't want to miss it, because Twitter is a part of our lives. And the people who get fired on Twitter, really, just you're fired. It's a tweet, you know, and you know that for sure. Just a few things about Elon Musk, in case you don't know. Elon Reeve Musk was born on June 28, 1971. And he's a South African. Yeah, I repeat, a South African entrepreneur, investor, and a business magnate. Of course, he's the founder and CEO and chief engineer of SpaceX. Angel investor, the CEO and the product architect of Tesla Inc. And you know that for sure. According to Bloomberg and the Forbes, he is worth around $252 billion as of April. That is April 2022. So make him the wealthiest person in the world, according to Bloomberg.
Wow.
A billionaire index.
So, oh, wow.
You see why you can just remove $44 billion and buy Twitter just like that. Now, away from that, let's come back home. What's happening in the world of tech in our Obodo, Nigeria?
Let's hear it.
So the Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC, stakeholders and academia, the public sector and enthusiasts of technology for development have deliberated on the benefits of emerging technologies such as blockchain in advancing economy. You know, an organized two-day workshop by the commission in collaboration with the Bureau of Public Service Reform. Stakeholders were in accord that through effective implementation of policies as expressed in guidelines, regulations, and directions driven by the NCC, blockchain could be the bedrock of innovation and growth. Remember last week we had a blockchain expert. He talked to us about the importance of blockchain and how it's the future, as it were.
Yeah, and he also shared ways that you can benefit from it. Mm. You can either be the consumer or the developer. You can either be the one developing the platform or be the one consuming.
So it would make a lot of sense for you to have just general knowledge of blockchain.
Yeah.
All right, and it's very interesting, you know. I don't want to say much. It's a very interesting topic. Well, maybe not to everybody. To me, it's really interesting. I love it a lot because it's pretty much what we need. You know, with blockchain, a lot is going to change. A lot is going to change, as it were. So I'm happy that the NCC is looking in that direction. And a really beautiful thing to talk about. Also, a lot of things going on, yo. NIM. NIM.
Just the way you're wailing, right? A lot of people actually have been wailing that same way.
I'm telling you.
Like, what is really going on?
You know, oh, God. You see, a lot of people ask questions. What's Kino Shele? People are stranded. Some people's lines, as we speak right now, have been blocked. Mm-hmm. They can't make calls. Some people, they can't receive calls. They're not aware.
Yeah.
Because where they are, they're like, okay, maybe it's nobody has remembered me.
You don't know your line has been blocked.
Okay, so there's a report that says that the NIMC server glitch invalidates that what happened to the server, that glitch that happened, invalidates linked NINs, and that has left subscribers stranded. And that news, of course, reported by The Guardian. We hear that while the reported server crisis downturn suffered by the National Identity Management Commission, NIMC, a few weeks ago might have been resolved, it has created a new challenge in the financial inclusion ecosystem, both for businesses and individuals. Now, The Guardian revealed that the crisis has also invalidated some linked national identification numbers, NINs, necessitating another round of visits to the commission's offices and telcos help desks located nationwide. Mm. So that's pretty much what has happened. So because of that downturn, that glitch that it happened with NIMC's server, some people were duly registered, they had the NIN, their link, their SIMs were linked, now have been, that has been invalidated. So that means that if you had registered before, you have to go back to check it again. And it's not a good thing.
Yeah, so probably if you have been having challenges with your NIN and challenges linking them and all of that, you need to go back to your service provider or to the NIMC offices so that you can have that rectified.
Absolutely. With that, I think we'll end the stories we have for tech, because we promise that every week we'll bring you a moment where you can learn something about how you can run your business, and you know, in the spirit of this, the advent of technology, with the changes that are happening, the opportunities that are there for you, you just need the right information to be able to, you know, run a business successfully and make some sense. And we have a guest joining us for this moment.
All right, and then he's going to help us he's going to talk to us about how that you can help your business save more in taxes this 2022. We have Olasoji Odunaya. It's good to have you join us.
Good to be here. Thank you so much for having me. And it's good to see you guys again.
Fantastic. I mean, the last time we talked about taxes, we went this route. My mouth was just open.
Your responses were all over the place.
Right. A lot to learn.
Right.
So today you're saying that how to help businesses save more in taxes in 2022.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
All right. So, you know, one of the things we do at the Strategy Factory, even there, is the fact that we help businesses talk about strategy.
Yeah.
And Mr. Ezekiel will usually say that strategy is whatever you're doing to either make more money, save more money, or improve the quality of your product or service.
That's right.
All
right.
So, and if you look at these three things, these are the things that business owners are constantly thinking about, trying to figure out how to make it happen. Mm. All right. So, as I said, saving money is one of it. All right. Cutting down on expenditure, trying to see how we could spend the least to make the most of what we have.
Yeah.
All right. Now, and of course, when business owners are thinking about saving money or cutting down expenses, one of the main things they usually think about is cutting down on taxes. Mm. All right. And that's why I see most business owners don't want to pay taxes at all. Or, they want to pay the least possible.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the problem is that when we try to do that, most of the time we go about it the wrong way. All right. And how do we go about it? We try to evade taxes.
Okay.
Now, I must say that tax evasion is a crime. All right. Yeah. You know, check Section 40, Section 41 of the FIRS Act. It makes it clear. You know, it could carry as much as a jail term.
Wow.
All right. For evading taxes. All right. So, but there are good ways. There are right ways. There are legal ways to cut down on whatever you're paying or save as much as possible. All right. And that is what we want to talk about this morning. Oh, and there are so many ways, but I'll just talk about a few of them. All right.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead.
All right, I can't wait for us to get into it. But first of all, there's been this in my mind. They talk about multiple taxation. You know, where the states they have their taxes, the federal taxes, local multiple taxes. Some business owners have complained about that. You know, what do you have to say about that? Just before we get into that,
we cannot fully address that here. Okay. What I can say is, which is very important.
Yeah,
you see. Of course, there is multiple taxation.
Okay.
All right, we cannot deny that, and that's because of the fact that we have so many bodies and agencies at different levels of government, at the federal, the state, and the local government level, and sometimes they seem to be working at cross purposes.
Okay.
All right, and they are not coordinating their activities. All right, you know, but that is why I tell business owners, work with professionals. That way, you are able to help yourself and help your business understand what you should pay and what you shouldn't pay for. But for now, you know, until you know we are able to address the systemic issues, it's probably going to remain like that.
Okay,
the way it is.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to us. How do you think business can help save more in taxes in this 2022?
All right, I think I'll just get straight to it. Now, number one that I always like to talk about is for you to have accurate business records. All right.
Okay.
Now, I tell business owners, you know, and if you drive, you know, especially in Lagos, you understand this very well, that it is cheaper for you to have your vehicle papers and all the records accurate in before you are caught than for you to wait till you are caught by any of the traffic, you know, or law enforcement agencies, and then you have to go get it. Because when you are caught, what happens is that you first of all have to pay penalties or fines and then still pay for the right thing that you were supposed to do initially. That sometimes the cost becomes like times two, times three, or more. All right, so I tell people, one of the easiest way for you to save on taxes is to have accurate records so that anytime anybody comes and they are raising any assessment against you, you have a record to say, no, this is what I'm supposed to pay based on the records that are available. Because any records that's not available, you make yourself an easy prey. You provide loopholes for you to be taken advantage of.
Okay.
All right. So number two, all right, in talking about saving taxes, all right, is avoiding penalties. You know, I've talked about this, and that's the fact that most of the time, especially, you know, sometimes we hear in the news, you know, big stories about businesses incurring huge tax liabilities and all of that. What a lot of people don't know is that a large you know, portion of that liability is not necessarily the tax they were supposed to pay. It is penalties for not paying them at the right time. If you can avoid penalties, you are going to save a lot in taxes.
Wow.
But what most of us do is that we wait until we are caught and then we have to pay penalties and then still pay the right taxes that we're supposed to pay eventually. If you can avoid penalties, you know, and there are different penalties for different, every tax you're supposed to pay, there are penalties for not paying them or not paying them at the right time.
Okay.
If you can avoid the penalties, you cut a lot in taxes.
All right.
All right.
Wow.
All right. I'll go to number three. Yeah. All right. And that is the fact that one major thing that a lot of us as business people are guilty of is mixing our business records and our personal records. All right. So you pay, you know, you do your personal transactions through your business account sometimes.
Hey.
And sometimes you do your business transactions through your personal account.
Hey. Hey.
That's shaking the tables,
now,
man.
That hits home.
Now, what happens most of the time is when you do your business account, your business transactions, and you pass it through your personal account, what you are telling a tax official is that there's something you're hiding. You're trying to evade taxes.
Wow.
All right.
I see.
And so it's either you would have to provide your personal account for them to look through it and then justify that you are not supposed to pay taxes. Or what happens is that they give you what we call a best of judgment assessment. All right. Which is usually very high. It's like, you know, what we have in the estimated billing with electricity.
Right.
Yes. Very high.
Right.
You know, so most of the time. And also when you pay personal things, it's also when you do a business personal transactions through your business account, everything that comes to your business account is seen as turnover, even if it's your personal transaction, and you are charged based on that. So for us to be able to avoid that, I tell business owners, one of the best things you can do to your business is to separate. Let business transactions go through your business account.
Yeah.
Let your personal transactions go through your personal account, and everybody will be fine.
Okay.
Man, I mean, that's a lot of questions already coming in. You know, people want to know a lot more, but you know, we can't spend the whole day here just having this. So we know that this Strategy Factory is coming up this weekend, and
exactly, Strategy Factory is coming up this Friday.
Yeah. By the way, you know, I've said it before that I've been there once, and the experience. Trust me, I mean, I was just like, ah, man, see knowledge. And you get to hear Zeke come here to talk about these things, and he was in depth there, and you know, extended, and it changed the entire perception of how I mean, my own approach for business and every other thing. And I don't know what else to say, but
you know,
it's good to hear that it's coming again.
You know, at the Strategy Factory, we go in detail talking about, I mean, it's a full day, you know, about 10 to 11 hours of talking about your business, and we address all the things that we discuss here, you know, every Wednesday. We go in depth to discussing it, you know, and I think that it's usually, you know, value for money for, you know, for anybody
So if one is interested, how do they...
For everyone that wants to be interested, if you're interested right now, you can send a message to our number, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be calling the number to you, 090-9000-8887.